Welcome, everybody, to episode 111 of Disney with the Ducks. Tonight, you've got me, John Krall, and I'm also joined by several other ducks. We've got Gene.
Howdy.
Lonnie G.
Hello.
Kevin.
Hello there.
And Jeff, a.k.a. Ken Jennings.
Hey, everybody.
All right. Well, before we get into tonight's episode, we want to ask everybody to go out and give us a 5-star review and maybe write some good words about how awesome we are. That'll help other people find us. And then when you're done with that, maybe share the episode with your friends and go over to our Facebook group, Disney with the Ducks, and join in there and join some of the fun conversation. So, all right. So everybody's going to go do that right now. We'll give you a minute. Okay. All right. Thanks for doing that for us. We really appreciate it. All right. So tonight we're going to ask a question to get to know each other a little bit better. And so our listeners can get some insight into what's going on in these minds of ours. Tonight's question is, all right. So picture this. You're 11 years old. You're homesick from school.
Mm-hmm.
Best time, right? Like there's all these game shows on during the day. What is your favorite one? What are you turning on? Kevin, let's go with you first. What are you watching?
So daytime, right? Daytime game show?
Yep. Okay. Daytime game show.
It's got to be Price is Right. I mean, that was always my go-to. Afternoon would be Wheel of Fortune, but, you know, daytime, definitely Price is Right. Bob Barker, you know, watching them spin the wheel, go for the big bucks, and then see how much more people in California have to pay for groceries because of how much more everything costs out there. I'm like, there's no way that can of soup costs $7, but I guess it does.
Yeah, no, that was going to be mine too. That's my favorite. I still love it when I'm home during the day and I got a half hour, an hour between meetings. And I can watch it. It's amazing. But yeah, looking at like, especially the showcase showdowns, and I'm so far off $33,000. Okay. Well, I didn't go over. All right, Lonnie, what was your favorite daytime TV game show?
Well, I'm going to go with you and Kevin because my grandmother always watched The Price is Right. I mean, look, many young male and female dogs lost their manhood and femalehood at the end of that show due to Bob Barker. I mean, so
he was the advocate.
He said, snip them all. Snip them all. So, you know.
Let God sort them out.
Exactly. Yeah. So there are many units because of him. So I'm gonna go with Price is Right as well. And for the record, I will go 1 cent under each time. Yeah.
That's the best thing, right? You can see where everybody went, and if everybody went way over, you could just be like a dollar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I like the people that forget that they're not the last person, and they try and do that, and then somebody's like,
$2.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Man, the strategy. And don't forget to spay or neuter your pets.
Help control the pet population.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's amazing that we all remember that 30 years later. All right, Gene, what do you got? What's your favorite daytime game show?
Oh, yeah. Okay, game show. My gosh. There were so many that came on during that time, and I was not prepared for that question. I didn't realize it was game show. But Price is Right has got to be up there. But also the Hollywood Squares.
Oh,
I love that because it was just funny. Yeah, the match game, just so funny, you know. And Paul Lynde and you know those guys. There were a lot of them that went between. Between those games, those celebrities that I couldn't tell you what else they were ever in, but they were on those game shows, you know?
Yeah. Well, or, I mean, Love Connection, right? You remember that one? That was on during the day, I think, too, with Chuck Woolery.
Oh, yeah.
What a show. Horribly
two and two.
Two and two, that's right.
Yeah.
Probably horribly inappropriate for a child, but I used to watch it all the time. All right, Jeff, what do you got?
All right, I'm going to be the oddball to the group, obviously, because, you know. That's mine was narrowed down to two. I'm a big fan of Let's Make a Deal. I like the stupid costumes that everybody wore and the stupid stuff they had to try to find in their pockets to win money at the end. And if you picked the wrong door, then you got like a goat versus like the new car behind the other door. Or I was a big fan of no whammies. You got to have no whammies. you know.
Yeah.
So pressure luck, just no whammies, no whammies, big money.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty odd. That was the most exciting. Right? I mean, forget about the Kentucky Derby. The most exciting 2 minutes in anything is when you have somebody like, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
And then the whammy comes out.
Right.
He just, that was the best part. The little whammy. Like, right. You get the worst
Superman whammy comes across.
Yeah.
God, that was so good. Well, game shows aren't the same anymore. They're all too extreme. I don't like it. But so that brings us to tonight's show topic. We are going to play Disney Jeopardy. So we're going to, you guys are going to have to keep track of your own scores because I am, do not have the brain power.
Where's Joey when we need him? We need Joey.
Yeah. I do not have the brain power to do that and ask the questions. So I'm trying to figure out how to share my screen. You know, because that's difficult. Okay. All right.
There it goes.
So Disney Jeopardy. All right. Based on the pre-show drawing that I did in my head, Lonnie, you are going to have the first pick, and then whoever gets it right from there on out will pick. Can you guys see this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see it now. I can see it now.
Oh, potpourri.
So I get the first pick. Okay. I'm going to go with attractions for 100, please.
All right. Lonnie, going to attractions for 100. The original sponsor of the Carousel of Progress.
Ooh.
Anybody?
I don't know this one.
Bam, bam, bam.
All right. Well,
depends.
We're not off to a great start. It is the General Electric Company from 1964 to 1985.
Man, I can't believe I missed. Okay, so now I will go with attractions for 200.
All right, we're sticking with attractions. One of the two parks that has an Alice in Wonderland
ding,
theme.
Ding, ding, ding,
all
ding,
right,
ding.
Jeff?
We're going with Epcot.
That is incorrect.
Yes. Disneyland Paris.
Yes, that is correct.
And in Disneyland Tokyo.
Ooh, well, you got.
You one just had them. To do one, right?
Yeah, you just had to get one, and you got the Disneyland Paris.
So I got the 200
one. Yep, you got $200. So keep track of your score there. Yes. No, that one is such a fun maze thing at Shanghai. It's really cool. It's a little scary.
Kill this game.
Yeah, yeah, Gene. I am. We're all excited to see. See you win.
Yeah. Right? I went to the one in Paris. It's really nice. I'm going to go with attractions for 300.
The fastest ride at Walt Disney World.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, boy. Everybody's dinging in. Kevin.
Tron. Jeff,
but that is incorrect.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. Let me preface this by saying if any of these are out of date, I made this 4 years ago. And have not updated it. So there's a possibility that Tron could have been right.
The Mad Trumper Rod?
Okay. That's very close, Gene. That one does get up there. The centrifugal force and going around and around. All right. Did somebody else ring in? Because
yes. I think Lonnie did. Lonnie disappeared. So.
What is Test Track?
That is correct.
Yes.
It is Test Track. All right. Lonnie, cleaning up.
Is that all just right. have anything to do with any loyalties to anybody as the GM?
Yes, right. I would like to go with attractions.
There could be some. There could conflict be, Gene, some conflict of interest there.
I'm just all wondering. Right.
The storyline of this attraction sets the date as Halloween ding, 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 night. Ding.
I know that one.
October 31st, 1939. Jeff.
The Hollywood Tower of Terror.
That is correct. That is such a fun ride. It is. That might be the best themed ride ever.
It is. I give it to Jeff. That's a good one.
All right, so Jeff, you got the $400 there, and you have control of the board. Where are we going?
All right, Mayim, I would like to take attractions for 500.
Sticking with attractions, let's close that category out. All right, the Magic Kingdom was originally this Magic Kingdom attraction was originally built in 1917 for Belle Isle Park in Detroit.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, Lonnie, what do you got?
What is a great the the thing with the little kids on it. The what is that? I'm getting it. The one that you float the little boat.
Not Small World. No.
Small World. What is Small World?
It is not Small World.
Ding 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 ding.
All right, Jeff. What do you got?
The carousel.
That is correct.
I thought that's my second guess.
Yeah, the That's Prince Charming Regal said, Carousel. Alex Trebek. Yep. For Belle Isle, which if any of the lizards that listen to our show are running the half marathon or the full marathon or the international half, I think. I can't remember which one, but one of them goes around Belle Isle in the middle of the Detroit River between the U.S. and Canada. So you could get to see where this thing originated. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat little
pretty cool
thing. All right, so we closed out attractions. Jeff, you got that one. So where are we going?
Let's go with resorts for 400.
Ooh, 400. Yeah. With 2,880 rooms, this resort has the most rooms.
Ding, 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 ding.
Gene.
What is All-Star Sports?
That is not correct.
I know it's not. I just wanted to say something.
All right, Jeff?
We'll go with Pop Century, Alex.
That is correct. Pop Century has the most rooms on Disney property at 2,880. All right, so let's see. That was 400. You know. Those resorts. Okay. Jeff, you have control of the board still.
Let's go. We're in the world for 500.
500. Okay, you ready? Where in the world?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, yeah,
Jeffrey.
I know it.
That's inside Boulder Ridge.
It is. Do you know what the room is called?
The Carowinds room, correct?
It's close. Pacific Carolwood room.
Oh, you don't get it.
Carolwood Pacific.
You're so close. Yep, you're so close.
Are we counting that?
No, we're not.
Go to the judges.
Wow. No. Wow. All right, that's a negative. You were not specific enough.
Still control the board.
Jeff, that would have been like being like, yeah, you're in the state of Florida.
You didn't say how specific. I give you the result.
Oh, Mr.
You said, yes, you said
hey,
the sixth Carl, school from the left of Lucas Cantina. Like
take points from him.
The judges are harsh, and they're not taking your stuff tonight. Shoot, which one was that?
Five.
Somewhere in the world.
Somewhere in the world for 400.
I think it was five. Wasn't
I think it was five.
No, stop looking. No. This is going downhill quick. So was it 400?
500.
It was?
Yeah.
Well,
great. I'd like to answer 400 now, please.
I would too.
Oh, man. All right, whose turn? I don't even know whose turn it is. I screwed that up.
Let's let Jeff still do it.
Well, let's see that $400 clue, Alex.
Where in the world?
Ding, 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 ding.
Lonnie, what do you got?
Yeah, that is right outside of Beach Club.
That's correct.
Well, you're not giving me no.
It's right outside of Beach. It's in the pool there of a Beach Club, but it's across the street.
What's the name of it? What's the name of the club?
And go across.
It has a name.
Ooh.
It does.
We're going to call this question.
It says where
Jeff
in the world. It didn't say what in the world. There's a difference.
I was the same thing.
Where? No, it wasn't, sir. No, it wasn't. I'm telling you.
Lonnie got much more specific in his description.
Exactly. I said it was right across the street from Beach Club that you had to go in there. So
one long bit. We're going to give it to him.
I had a major blackout from running the marathon and seeing that thing going down. It was doing all kinds of crazy stuff at mile, 20 by then? Close to it.
I don't think we run past that at mile 20.
Okay, then you I'm really still, I was saying things.
You really were out, Kevin.
Wait, I was really out.
When we're coming up the last...
I thought we saw it at the boardwalk.
Mile or two. Yeah, you could see it across the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you like...
I saw Gene's something.
Favorite, that's Gene's favorite been a lake ship. At Disney.
Binoculars.
Right? Like Crescent Lake.
Look, I like the smell of potpourri. Let's go potpourri for 500.
Whoa, going big. I like it. The railroad Walt built in his backyard of his home in Los Angeles, California.
What about it?
What is it? What's the railroad called that he built?
Ding, ding, ding.
Jeff?
How about the Carowood Pacific?
That is correct. Featured the Lily Bell, a 1/8 scale live steam locomotive named after his wife Lillian. And you guys ever seen the pictures of it? It's really cool with him like riding on it.
Yeah.
He looks like a giant on a train. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay, so that was potpourri for 500. All right, so did Jeff get that one?
I did. Mm-hmm.
He sure did.
Ugh,
All right. Movies for three. Is there a Daily Doubles on here somewhere?
No. It was hard enough for me to create this with the links and everything in general.
It is pretty impressive, John. Good job.
Thank you.
It translates very perfectly to people listening on a podcast. Is the how wonderful.
Hey, man. You know, we're going to push viewers to our YouTube channel.
There you go.
That'll make us YouTube stars.
Forward thinking. That's what I like about you, Cross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's go movies for 200.
Movies for 200. All right. So, where Rapunzel and Flynn sing about their dreams with the ruffians. Where's the location? Oh,
ding, ding, ding.
All right, Kevin.
The Ugly Duckling.
Yes!
Yes!
The Ugly Duckling. And speaking of Disney Shanghai, like we mentioned earlier with the Alice thing, they have an Ugly Duckling restaurant there that's really cool. It's like a quick service one. You walk in, but you look at the walls, and it's got like the hatchets stuck in them and stuff. It's really neat. All right, so movies for 200. Okay. All right, yeah. Kevin, where are you going?
Let's do theme parks for 100.
The smallest theme park in Disney World.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, Jeff. Sorry, Lenny.
Let's go with Hollywood Studios.
That is not correct.
Really?
Yes. Really. Lonnie, did you have a guess?
I'm going to go with Animal Kingdom.
No. Yeah, I think Animal Kingdom might be the
biggest. It's the biggest.
Yeah.
Is it? But I'm just going around because I'm like, you know. Gene
or Kevin, there's only two left.
Epcot.
Not correct. All right, Evan, do you want to take a guess?
Magic Kingdom.
Yes. It's only 107 acres.
Wow.
But now, did you guys hear they're going to add on?
You didn't say by land area.
That's true.
I was going by capacity.
Animals per capita.
No, it is the Magic Kingdom at 107 acres, but they're expanding it. I think, what'd they say? It's going to be the size of like Galaxy's Edge or something that they're expanding?
I mean, we haven't been announced yet, so I think that's still blue sky. What is blue sky, John?
Blue sky
concepts?
No clouds. It's all strategic. A lot of strategery. What one was that?
That was theme park for 100. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So who finally got it? Was it Kevin?
I got it. Okay. Yeah. Let's do resorts for 100.
Okay. We're going to resorts for 100. This river flows by the Port Orleans Riverside.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, Lonnie, what do you got?
What is the Sasagula River?
Yes. One of my all-time favorite rivers, as it turns out.
I knew that.
Because you can get beignets there, you can run there, and you can get to Disney Springs if you take the boat.
You sure can.
Cool.
You know what? We're going to keep it up with resorts for 200, please.
Ooh, all right. The original DVC resort.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Ding.
That's Old Key West, sir.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. All right. So that's resorts for 2. All right, Jeff, you control the board. Where are we going?
Let's go to Potpourri for 400.
Potpourri.
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 The planet you visit in Star Wars Galaxy.
Ding, 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 ding.
I think Kevin got that one.
I heard Gene.
Okay, Gene.
Batu. Okay, you are correct. Gene on the board again with another 400.
Again?
Again.
I don't know.
That was Potpourri. Potpourri for 400.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, Gene, where are you going?
Did you just click Potpourri for 400? Or
yes.
Is that,
yeah, that's that what you it. Got.
Yeah. You got $400.
Oh, okay. So Potpourri for 300.
All right, sticking with Potpourri.
Yeah, I love it.
Magic
smell.
Bands made their Ooh. Debut in
ding,
this
ding, ding, ding,
year. Yes, Gene.
1998.
It was not in the 1900s.
Ding, ding, ding.
Kevin.
2008.
No.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, Jeff.
We're going with 2015.
Ooh, oh, I should know
this.
Ooh. Ding, 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 ding.
Lonnie?
I'm going to go with 2017.
It's no.
14.
2013. Yeah. 2013. Potpourri for 300. Nobody got that one. So we're back. Gene, where do you want to go?
Potpourri for 200.
All right. Let's stick with Potpourri. Oops. And the answer is my link doesn't work. That's what the answer is.
I broke it.
Click and control to follow the link. Okay. Well, this is embarrassing. It's all right. I swear this never happens, guys.
That's what she said.
What's your mother said?
Come on, Trebek.
All right, wait a minute. Wait just a minute.
Should I choose something else?
Wait just a minute.
Yeah, you might want to choose something else.
How about 100?
No, none of them are working. You guys killed my legs. Hold on.
All right. I think you missed a good opportunity on this game, John, to have a category called Things Gene Knows, and every answer was Crescent Lake.
Ha, 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 bunch of nerds.
All right. This on-property sundae boasts 28 ingredients, including a whole can of whipped cream. All right. Lonnie, I think.
What is
the At least you were sink? The loudest. That's correct. Kitchen yeah. The kitchen sink.
Yes. I'm going to go with Broken Link Movies for 300.
That is the actual answer. So what? Hold up, because we gotta get back here.
All right, you're inserting commentary.
Oh, there it goes too.
Ding 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 ding. I have no idea. I can't pay attention enough. Who got that first?
Kevin.
Kevin. All right.
626.
Yes.
Good job, Kev.
Stitch is the best.
He is.
I just got my Stitch Magic Band Plus in the mail the other day.
Nice.
Yeah. Which one was that? Does anybody remember?
I think it was 300. Okay. Movies.
All right. Where to, Kevin?
Let's do movies for 400.
Iron Man's nickname for Thor.
Gene. Gene got it.
Point Break.
Yes.
You got it. Good job, buddy.
That was one of the hardest questions on here.
Good job.
No.
Gene was just all over that.
The least Disney nerd one, you know?
That was 400 movies.
Okay. All right, so Gene, after that,
I got a Star Wars one and an Avengers one. I mean, what else? I mean, you know, there's nothing. I don't know anything else.
Well, you may not know any other ones, but you need to pick one.
Oh yeah, it's my turn. Sorry. Hey, how about movies for? Do I really want to stay there? 500. It's
going
to be hard.
500. We're going bigger, or we're going home. In Disney's Into the Woods, this is one of the four items the baker and his wife must
ding, ding, ding.
All right, go for it, Gene.
I'm just going to go with, I have no idea. I have Newt.
No.
I knew it wasn't right. But
anybody else?
That's what witches always want.
No idea.
This is a $500 level question, guys. I mean, we're not going to be asking what, you know, Cinderella's dress was, what color it was or anything, you know, or what her slipper was made of.
Velvet.
Okay. So this one, white cow, red cape, yellow strand of hair, and a golden slipper. Hmm. I've only seen that movie once. It was good, though. I like all the singing. All right, Gene, since nobody got that one, you're still up.
How about resorts for, no, let's go theme parks for 200.
The audio animatronic singer organist who performs at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe.
Oh.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yep, Jeff.
His name is Sunny Eclipse.
Yes, correct. Sunny Eclipse. Sunny. Oh, man. I mean, when you're talking about like dinner time entertainment, you can't get much better than Sonny.
Right?
You can't.
And his dad jokes are on point.
Yeah. Well, solid. So it's worth it.
Yep.
Get a burger and fries and just take in the show. All right. Where are we going, Jeff?
We're doing resorts for 500, Alex.
Resorts for 500. John Lennon signed the
ding, papers. Ding, 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 ding,
yes,
ding, ding.
Lonnie.
What is the Polynesian?
Wait. Yes. So for our listeners who didn't get to hear the whole question, it was John Lennon signed the papers to officially break up the Beatles at this Disney resort. And it was the Polynesian. So, yeah.
What is that?
Polly's got a dark side.
That was five for, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go with theme parks for 500.
Magic Kingdom land that has no bathrooms.
Ding, 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 ding.
Jeff?
That is Liberty Square.
That is correct. Because they wanted to stay true to the time period.
No indoor plumbing.
Yeah.
So you can pee in the bushes?
Yeah, you got to go out in the street.
They put you in the gallows.
Did you know the one bathroom that's they think is considered there inside Liberty Tree Tavern is on the backside of the building, so it's actually not actually technically inside
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. I forgot there was one. Well, actually, you know what? I've never been in Liberty Tree Tavern.
Yep. Hmm. It's inside the building, but they said it's outside the land.
Wow. That's a technicality that they probably went back in afterwards and rezoned.
Right.
No.
Too many people in the bushes.
So gerrymandering. Yeah. All right. Where to?
All right. We'll go theme parks for four.
Okay. One of two international pavilions that have been added since Epcot.
Ding, 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 ding.
Jeff.
South America.
If you get near DeLorean and go in the future, that will be one of the countries because they are, it's a wonderful country, that South America. Unfortunately, that's not one of the two that's been added.
Sorry.
Anybody? Two of them.
Morocco and France.
You got one. So that's all you
Norway.
Needed.
Huh, Norway. Yes.
Yeah. Morocco and Norway, which I mean,
Morocco's not that. I mean, Epcot opened in 82, right?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
So it's only 2 years later. That's not. Yeah, that's not too long.
And those are two of the cooler ones because, I mean, yeah. I like Norway because of the Frozen ride and that little cafe they have. Plus, I mean, to be honest, Norway's bathrooms are my favorite in all of, possibly all of Disney, but definitely all in Epcot. Mm. I love them. Like, they're kind of tucked back. Nobody really knows about them. Super clean.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into a friend there one time, just completely randomly. Guy from up here. Yeah. He was coming out. I was going in. Mm. One of Kara's friend's dads. It's like, hey, Tom, good to see you. Of all the places to run into somebody. Anyway, I don't know what that has to
do with. Both you guys are traveling international. Something.
Yeah. I don't even know what that was.
That was 400.
I think that's right.
Theme parks are 400.
All right.
So I am going to go theme parks for 300.
Okay. Let's do it. This, the pavilion in Epcot where you could hear the voice of Eugene Levy of Schitt's Creek fame. And American Pie.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, Jeff.
He is in the Canadian Pavilion, Alex.
That's correct.
That's true.
Far and wide. Hmm. The Canadian film.
Nice.
All right. So we've closed out now theme parks.
Let's go back to Potpourri for 100.
Ooh, the last of the potpourri category. This legendary drink is traditionally served in pineapple. All right. We're going to give Lonnie a chance to answer, but let me read the question real quick. This legendary drink is traditionally served in a pineapple at the Tambu Lounge at the Polynesian Resort. Lonnie, what do you got?
I'm going to go with Lapu Lapu.
Of course, the greatest drink humankind has ever developed. Man, what a time to be alive when you can get a Lapu Lapu at the Tambu Lounge. All right, Lonnie, where do you want to go?
Where in the world for 300?
Get ready. It's a picture with.
Ding, 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 ding. Is John frozen?
All right, Lonnie.
That is in the lobby of the Grand Floridian during Christmas.
Yep.
That's correct. It's a picture of the gingerbread house. And have you guys been there at Christmas?
Yes.
It's amazing. This thing is a full-size structure.
And you can see people beside it just to see the scale.
Yeah. Like,
walk into it.
I licked it.
You can buy the cookies and or the gingerbread.
I licked the actual house.
I was going to ask if what would happen if you ate it, but I guess less.
I nibbled on that roof too. I did it all.
Yeah, I walked up and just ate a gumdrop off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody even noticed. Mm-hmm. Weird. All right. So that was for 300. Okay. So let's get rid of that guy. All right. Where are we going next, Lonnie?
Where in the world for 200?
Okay.
Ooh.
Ding 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 ding.
All right, Lonnie, what do you got?
Living with the Land.
Is it Living with the Land?
Because no, I had it in the lounge. It's the DVC lounge in Epcot.
Do they have the same? They don't look up through the same thing, do they?
No, but I got confused.
Okay. So I screwed that up by going to the answer because I was pretty sure I knew what it was. But so it's the DVC lounge because it's got all the triangular and crisscrossing bars.
It's above Journey into Imagination.
Yeah. Which is amazing because you can go up there, get a nice little snack, and then go down and ride the Figment ride.
Yep.
You can't beat that as a half hour, you know? All right. What's next, Lonnie?
Oh, I didn't get it right.
Oh, Jeff.
Let's go 300 for resorts.
Okay. Resorts for 300. Home to the Bellevue Lounge.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right, Jeff.
The Boardwalk.
Yes. That's such a, it's such a fun lounge.
It is.
It's a, it's nice. I like the Boardwalk. It's a good place. All right. So that was, we've closed out the resorts category. We've got two questions or two answers left. Which one
do you want? Let's go. Where in the world?
Okay. Get ready.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, Kevin, what do you got?
It's in Galaxy's Edge.
No.
Ding, ding, ding.
Lonnie.
That is at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
No.
I thought I thought that was Blue and Green Milk.
Oh, no.
Ding, ding, ding. Right. It's inside the Poly.
Yes, that's correct. It is the Polynesian. When you're standing, like, here's Ohana back over here. Here's Kona. It's all those colored balls they have hanging down. Everybody loves a good colored ball, you know? I mean, blue balls, green balls.
Apparently.
All right, so that was Where in the World. All right, last question. Movies for 100. In Frozen 2, what game is being played by Anna, Elsa, Kristoff, Olaf, and Sven when Elsa is distracted by a song only she can hear? So at the beginning when they're around the fireplace. Nobody, huh? Wow. All right. Well, it was charades. They were playing charades.
Hmm.
Yeah. And that and that is it. Okay. Well, with that, who, what was your scores? Let's go with Gene. What did you have?
500.
Okay. Lonnie?
Seriously going to laugh?
Why are you so angry?
After taxes, Gene, that's going to be like $67. So good job.
I don't know that I'm angry.
No, I
had a 2,500.
Wow. Okay. 2,500. Kevin?
I think I had 600.
600? Okay, so not last place. That's a plus. Jeff?
At 2,501, Alex.
2,501.
Did you guys tie?
No, I had 2,501.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't keep track. I can't do math that fast.
You're an accountant. You should be able to do basic math.
Tax season ends tomorrow.
You're supposed to write it down like this, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was a good game. I had fun with it. Hopefully you guys had fun. Hopefully our listeners had fun playing along and were able to guess some of the questions, right? Because, and you guys didn't really, we didn't start everything with what is. So we could have said all of your answers were wrong.
Mm-hmm. In that case, I had zero out.
Wow.
I had zero.
Wow. Okay. All right. So with that, we will go into our favorite part of the show, which is quacking up with the ducks. Jeff, you want to go first?
I will. What kind of bagel can travel? A plain bagel.
Oh, boy. Kevin, what do you got?
Well, I mean, I may have used this one before, but I can't resist it this time of year. You know, it's just now turned to spring. I was so excited about the warm weather, you know, with spring that I wet my plants.
Oh, boy. Lonnie, what do you got?
Yeah. What does Rockin' Robin do when she's bored?
I don't know what.
She tweets.
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet. All right. Gene, you got anything fun going on?
Listen, man, I don't mean to bring y'all down, but I want to take this time. Y'all, you're my friends. Our listeners are my friends. I want to just make a confession, man. You know, my wife and I, we've had some problems, and I have to admit, I've been beating her up every morning. I mean, I get up at 6, she gets up at 6:30 every single morning.
Oh boy. Well, it was good knowing you guys. Okay.
You're gonna need a strong disclaimer on this one.
Oh, for sure.
No, but no animals or people were harmed.
Those of you that know my wife, who do you think would win? Fight. I mean, really? Really?
I don't know your wife, but I'm guessing she would win.
I got no chance.
She would.
Oh man. I find all the answers shown on Jeopardy to be highly questionable. Oh boy. All right. Well, thanks everybody for sticking with us through this. We tried to have a fun game night and I think we had fun. Hopefully you guys had fun listening to it. Go and give us a review, please, at your podcatcher of choice. And after you're done, come over to our Disney with the Ducks group and let us know how badly you beat Jeff in Jeopardy. If you were playing along as we went there. So, with that, I'll say Quaharini.
Thanks everybody.
Take us home, Gene.
Congratulations on surviving the magical mayhem of our Disney Jeopardy-style game. Before you bid adieu to this fantastical journey, a word of caution. Beware of post-game giggles, as they may lead to uncontrollable laughter and belly aches from excessive merriment. Prolonged exposure to Disney trivia may cause spontaneous bursts of song accompanied by questionable dance moves. Extended periods of nostalgia may result in impromptu Disney movie marathons and excessive cuddling with plush Disney characters. Proceed with caution as you exit this whimsical wonderland. Remember, laughter is the best medicine, and too much Disney magic can be addictively delightful.
Nice.
Very good.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Let's see everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, ChatGPT.
And the day is mine.
It's a big hat. It's a funny hat.
Rich man reads from cards. You'll be so smart if you didn't have those damn cards in front of your Trebek.